Reading 2. Men, Affection, and Culture. Two middle-aged men are walking down the street after spending a few hours drinking together with friends. You notice that they are holding hands. How would you react? Would you think these men are gay? Cultures around the world differ in their tolerance for men showing affection to each other. In South Korea, the scene described above would be normal. Men, especially of older generations, often hold hands or walk with hands on each other's shoulders. This is a way of showing friendship. In the United States, on the other hand, two men walking hand in hand would likely be interpreted as a gay couple. American men are so uncomfortable with showing affection to each other that they often make jokes when they have to hug each other. The humor releases some tension. While the National Organization for Women sells coffee mugs that proclaim, "Real men hug," there are also novelty t-shirts which insist, "Real men don't hug." Both messages are trying to influence social opinion about male affection. Other cultures are more open to men hugging. In Russia and Italy, for example, it is socially acceptable for men to hug. Sometimes it is even fine for men to kiss each other on the cheek. What about men in sports? In American football, the players often hit each other on the helmet or shoulder after a good play. In basketball, players often share a brief hug after sinking a basket. In both basketball and baseball, enthusiastic players and coaches actually pat each other on the behind. All of this seems to be against common American cultural values. In the United States, even sports fans are sometimes uncomfortable watching these displays of affection on television. Professional athletes might be able to show affection in those ways, but what about other people? There is the story of a 15-year-old boy named Zach who wanted to sign up for a local football team. As he was waiting in line, he hugged his father. The coach saw this and told him he would not be playing ball if he continued hugging men. Although physical contact between men may be shunned in American culture, in Arab culture it is the opposite. It is not unusual to see men, even government officials or military officers, holding hands when they are together. Arab men also hug each other, and close friends kiss each other. In fact, if two Arab men do not touch each other in one of these ways, it could be a sign that they do not like each other. In such a culture, a man who did not hug and kiss his close friends would seem strange. In some parts of the world, men will continue to hold hands while walking down the street, feeling no shame. Also, men will go to public bathhouses together and never think that there is anything strange about it. It's all a matter of culture.